This is WBAA News. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. Communities across the country celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month each year. This year in Frankfort, where more than a quarter of the city's population is Latino, the city sponsored a first-of-its-kind festival to mark the occasion. As WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, the Latino community embraced the opportunity, but it's only part of the conversation about their future in Frankfort.
And this is La Jauría. Un fuerte aplauso, por favor. A big round of applause for La Jauría.
The festival has just begun, and Esmeralda Cruz is on stage and at the microphone, making sure the entire audience knows what's coming next, shifting from Spanish to English. It's a role she'll play throughout the evening. Veterans Park in downtown Frankfort is starting to fill up slowly. No one is sure yet how big the crowd might get for the first year of this event, or who might come.
This is not just for Hispanics, and I think that's one of the things that sometimes people, I don't know, may assume, you know, like, oh, it's Hispanic Heritage Month, so maybe it's more for Hispanics, but we want everybody.
Cruz, a Purdue Extension educator, was part of a planning committee for the festival. The lineup includes everything from a high school essay contest on the benefits of a multicultural community to homemade tortilla-making demonstrations. Cruz says creating an integrated festival, one that the whole community would want to attend, has been an explicit point of discussion.
Even though we have such a high Hispanic Latino population, we can still see sort of the division. And I think things have been getting better.
But what does integration look and feel like for members of Frankfort's Latino community?
I think it's a work in progress.
Maria Lopez is a family literacy coordinator at the Frankfort Public Library. She's lived in Frankfort for 19 years.
For the most part, I feel very comfortable where I live, and I don't see myself living anywhere else. I don't see my child growing up in any other community. I want him to be involved in both cultures.
Carla McNelly Valladares, a Purdue University postdoctoral researcher, is studying grants that support bilingual education. She's a newcomer to Frankfort. She arrived in July with her husband, who's Honduran, and came to the United States in 2017. They like the city and decided to move there because they wanted to be a part of the large Latino population.
But there are newcomers that are coming to this area from Latin America, from other continents as well. And as newcomers come, then there still has to be the conversations about how we exist in a small town in central Indiana.
Back at the fest, food stand lines are getting long. At one, a crowd of Frankfort firefighters waits together for steak tacos. The picnic tables scattered across the park are packed. While the crowd is mostly Latino, other Frankfort residents have made an appearance. Cherie Carlson says she's excited for the music and the food as she enters the festival with her family.
My granddaughters are Hispanic heritage, and my son-in-law is Hispanic, and I think Frankfort needs a little culture, a little education and culture, so that's what we're here for, all of it.
People interviewed for this story say they feel welcomed in Frankfort, but it's not always been that way. In 2007, Esmeralda Cruz attended two different forums that showed the sharp divide at the time over immigrants and immigration law. News stories from the time describe events with diametrically opposed messages about the role of the Latino community in Frankfort. Allert Brown Gort, then associate director of the University of Notre Dame's Institute of Latino Studies, moderated one of the forums. Reached by phone in Mexico City, he says his event was designed to combat what he calls misinformation about immigrants during a time of explosive Latino population growth across the Midwest.
These are people that are suffering from cultural anxiety, which is things around me are changing really fast, and I don't know that I like this. And what can I point to? The most visible thing is this other that is there in my midst.
But Brown Gort says as time passes, people get to know their neighbors. And events like the Hispanic Heritage Festival are a sign of progress.
The way that we are defining our community constantly changes. So you know, these are important signals of civic belonging. They're important signals of successful integration.
We want to introduce Los Mosaicos. Dancers in brightly colored skirts take the stage with their partners. The crowd, estimated at around 1,000 by city officials, watches from beneath strands of lights. Mayor Chris McBarnes has already said he expects the festival to return in 2020. The city now has a year to learn from the first one and plan what's next. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.